The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome everyone to Tango Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and today is a Friday, April the 8th, 2016, and I just want to thank you all for listening to Tango Radio Show today. It's brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And everyone, before we get started with the show, I just want to say a big congratulations and a big shout out to my man, Scotty Reed, that has a great program, a crowdfunding program that's going on that you need to know about that will help the overall Black Talk Radio Network and the programs that are brought to you by the network in whole. And I'm so glad that this is coming together and there is a crowdfunding campaign. So let's talk about this really quickly, the crowdfunding campaign for digital black media. And what you could do is that you can go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and then you can see the crowdfunding campaign that we are having, that Black Talk Radio Network is having. It's very, very important that we all engage in that. And you know, when there, this is what the program brings you. For the first option, when you make a one-time contribution of just short of $25, $24.99 or less via PayPal, you will receive a monthly statistic performance report on the radio show and the social media operations via email. Next, option two. This is one everyone should engage in. Is next, option two. Make a one-time contribution of $25 or more. And in addition to receiving the monthly email reports, you will get a free Black Talk Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. To receive more than one t-shirt, you will a t-shirt will be provided for every $25 contribution. $50 will give you two. $75 will give you three, $100 will give you four t-shirts. So for every $25 contribution, there is a t-shirt that goes along with that overall contribution, that one-time contribution. Now, to become a monthly contributor of $25 or more, there's an additional, you'll receive the monthly email, you'll receive a Black Radio Station Matters t-shirts and appreciation gift, and you will be eligible to receive gifts which will give the contributor you an appreciation for their financial support from Black Talk Media Project. And special instructions fields enter size and t-shirts with the shipping address below. So everyone, this is a great opportunity for us to actually donate to Black Talk Radio Network and keep the network going. So important. There's t-shirts that you can be given. There's monthly one-time contribution appreciations that will be given to you. There's also for $25 or more, for every $25 in an increment of $25, you will receive a t-shirt and to correspond with your $25 donation. And then there's also the monthly, where if you give monthly, there is the t-shirts that you will receive. So the t-shirts are in work, so you will receive them relatively soon after the $25 donation. I think this is a great thing for us to do. I will be doing this today, and I would just ask all of you that possibly can to actually, which, you know, to give what you can. But if you can give a donation of $25 or more, that would be great. But please, let's support Black Talk Radio Network, because it's important that we have this network. It's been edifying to you, the listeners. It's been edifying to your family. It's been edifying to our community. And this is something that we want to continue to have and have it to grow and to fulfill the things that it needs to fulfill. So this is a way in which you can actually participate in that. And with that, those monetary donations, you can almost ensure that the radio network will be there in the times of need, especially in the future. So this is what we all need to do. This is something where we can actually start to feed the roots. Let's feed the roots instead of just eating the fruit. And this is a great opportunity. I will be engaging and taking advantage of this myself. So everyone, continue to support Black Talk Network, Black Talk Radio Network, by making monetary donations. $25 or more will get you a T-shirt. So that is very cool and necessary. And this, and tell your friends, tell your family members about this crowdfunding program that is going on here at Black Talk Radio Network, so that Black Talk Radio Network will be here to fulfill the needs of the people, of you, your family, and our overall community at large. Great, great opportunity. I'm glad this is kicking off. Great crowdfunding project with Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. So if you'd like to send a check or money order, you can send it to Black Talk Media Project at P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina. And the zip code is 28120. If you want to send your check or money order, you can send it there to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, and the zip code is 28120. So that's where you can send the donations, or you can make the donations via PayPal. So this is a great opportunity. So everyone, please engage in that, and that will definitely help in to get Black Talk Radio Network where it needs to be. So everyone, also go to our, see if I can pull this up real quick, was having problems. Go to our Facebook page. I love where we live, but I hate the internet connection on where we live here. And it's totally different from where we were before. But hey, that's, you know, you got to sacrifice some things. But my the internet we have here is not as reliable as what I was accustomed to and had before, but that's okay. But hey, let's go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook and check out what we have posted there. One second, everything is loading up. And then if you have any questions or comments for the people that have sent their questions to us, I appreciate, thank you. And the comments, the kind words, thank you so much. Appreciate you all. Now, if this will just load so we can get going with the show, let's go. And then we can jump right into it. So everyone, check out some of the articles that we have posted there on Tando Radio Show, the Facebook page that we have there. If you have a question or comment, you can definitely reach us there. At Tando Radio Show. So I'm just having some, doesn't look like it's, I'm going to get to any of the stories. Uh-oh, that's not good. So just give it, can get that going. But in the interim, the show goes on. So we must, let me look for other ways in which to do this. Give me one second. I'm going to have to resort to my phone, which is okay. And that's one of the things about live radio, is that sometimes you have to be prepared for it all. And this is just some of the things that happens, no biggie. So we had some good stories that were posted there. And we want to get to some of them. Here we go. If we can. Okay, so I'm having some real problems with this right now. But everyone, you can go to Tando Radio Show and check out some of the things that we have posted there. Off of memory, I know that we had a story that was posted off of. Oh, man, I can't even do it off memory because it's so many things that I read. It all gets kind of put all together in one big pile. But we had some really good stories that were posted there. And as soon as this internet allows me, we can get to some of those stories. Okay, so
I can help you out until you get your internet loaded. One of the last stories that you shared was the Japanese citizens flee Tokyo en masse following Fukushima disaster.
Yes, thanks so much, Scotty. Yes, and you know what, that is amazing, because you know, one of the things that people, they're not talking about Fukushima and the effects of it at all. There's a couple of stories that we posted there. There was one about the plumes that are moving from Fukushima, from that area, that section of Japan, and it's starting to make their way on the jet stream. Plumes of it are starting to make its way and is going to be felt in the Pacific Northwest first and foremost. I have my internet up. Thanks, Scotty. And this is very, very significant. And this means, let me tell you, why is this so important? This is important because you have to be able to detox your body from the radioactive isotopes. And this is something that is going to be something that we're really going to have to deal with and live with, because Fukushima is not shutting off. It's going to just continue to spew out, and this is going to have adverse effects on our overall health. And there are things that you need to know and start to do, especially if you're someone that has any of the sicknesses that are already, your immune system is already weakened by these isotopes, are going to make them much, much weaker. And you need to really start to detox your body. And we're going to bring a couple of people that are very familiar and have some real expertise in this area onto the show to talk about Fukushima, because that is, you know, for so many times we talk about some of the things that's going to happen, you know, and prepare for them in, you know, before they happen. Well, Fukushima is not something that you can prepare for as happening in the future. The major event, and I would tell you the ELE, as you know, Brother David said the other day, the ELE, which stands for extinction level event, has already happened in so many ways, but the most defined way that it has already happened is through Fukushima. And this is something that is not talked about, and it's something that we really need to be aware of. So check out that article. Now, the first article that we posted today, well, one from yesterday, it was just before we left yesterday's show. It was during yesterday's show last night in the evening. There was an article we posted on the 7th that comes from thefreebeacon.com. It's the auditor. The government will owe more money than the entire economy produces. This is very, very important. And this comes from the GAO, the Government Accountability Office. And in this article, it says, and I can't pull it up, but you need to pull this up. It says that government will owe more money. Well, in actuality, is this government? This is how it should read. The government will owe more cash than the entire economy produces. And you all know what that means. That means you are completely, you've been bankrupt for a very long time, but now you're completely insolvent. This is their admission, that they are completely insolvent. And what does that mean for you and your family? That means that you guys definitely, definitely need to be preparing for the insolvency of this government. And it's going to, they're telling you, they're giving you all the clues. No, this isn't Dave fear-monging. This isn't Dave putting out, trying to scare people. No, no, no. This is what coming from the horse's mouth. And believe me, if they're saying it is 10 times or 20 times even worse, or 100 times even worse than what they're saying. But this is coming from them. Government will owe more cash than the entire economy can produce. This is a major problem that will adversely affect you and your family, and this is something that you need to be preparing for actively as we speak. Next article that went on later on that we posted last night was this one comes from the AmericanMirror.com. Unlike Bill Clinton, this is what he said at a meeting. Unlike when I was president, a lot of things are coming apart around the world now. This was an underhanded slight that, you know, I really don't get into these things, but I just think that they're so funny because we really do follow this stuff like it's really relevant in our lives. But, you know, it's just a part of the mainstream propaganda to actually keep you unaware of what you really need to know and unaware of what really is going on in the world so that you can properly prepare, and more importantly, so that you can strategize and have your free will execute the agenda that best serves you, your family, and our overall community at large. And so this was a funny one, you know, but check out that one. Next one. This one comes from theorientreview.org. Are Russians in for war? And this is this article goes back to and talks about what started the adverse relationship between the United States and Russia. It goes back to early World War I. Really good article, just to give you a post World War II. Sorry. To give you an idea of how things transpired and what was really happening. What you'll see is that, once again, back then, they needed a boogeyman, and they decided that Russia was going to be that boogeyman. And they're trying to say that this is what is being played out here again today. And so this is a good read. Next one. Article comes from the JapanTimes.co.jp. Very telling. And it says, Japan to up $10,000 note output to $1.23 billion pairs, smaller bills, as the public is seen to stash more cash. And what they're saying is that people in Japan right now, but they have a lack of confidence in the overall economic direction of the country. So what they're doing is that they're stashing cash. And my commentary was, this is going to be the push in the Western world. And I'm sorry, but what good is it to stash coupons going to do you? When the system will just adjust the value of the paper they created? Answer, nothing. Doesn't matter, because the coupons is what they created. They created the digital currency. They created the banking system. They created the cash in which people think that they are going to be able to protect themselves. And those coupons, well, it doesn't matter how many of those coupons you have, because what they're going to do is devalue those coupons. What you need to be doing is actually moving into assets. Real tangible assets is what the people of Japan is going to do. And let me tell you, at some point in some time, the people of the world are going to catch on to that, because they are more aware of what has happened in history and are going to be more likely to make that transition into assets much quicker than the people here in the United States, because the only thing really that the people in the United States have ever really known that has been doing that has serviced their overall addiction to cash is cash itself. They've never known anything other than the fictitious buying purchases and the fictitious buying power that the U.S. dollar has had as being a strong instrument. There is no one that's around, even, you know, most of the people that were born during the Depression, most of them are gone now. And not only that, they're in such a state now in their age to where they really don't have the energy to pass on the relative information. So that understanding of what was going on has been lost. But see, the people of Europe and the people of different parts of the world understand that because they've been through economic crisis. We have never really been through an economic crisis since the Great Depression. We've had little bumps, but everyone has always known their dollar to have strong purchasing power. Why? Because it was the reserve currency of the world. It was the petrodollar. And it had, in the United States, had a bullying military that will be able to punk anyone in the world that tried to remove those status or challenge them. But now the world, as the world has turned. So these, with that being said, it is not going to be long before you will be the one of the first generations since the Depression to experience a real financial crisis here, and you have to prepare for it before it happens. This is why we give the precious metals class. And if you'd like to sign up for the precious metals class, you can contact me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com, or you can text me at 951-790-8330, or you could actually engage with us within our Forex trading. And let me just get real quickly in our Forex trading with you could do that. And the one that you can do with our Forex trading, if you'd like to get in with our Forex trading group, definitely you can go to iMarketsLiveOrlando.com and sign up with us there and get into our trading group. That's iMarketsLiveOrlando.com. You can get in there, start trading the Forex market. You can use iMarkets Live Harmonic Scanner, their copier. And then also we have our own group that we talk about what's going on in the world and how to look at it from a standpoint of trading. We have our own trading room. If you would like to be a part of that, definitely you can reach out and sign up there at iMarketsLiveOrlando.com. And what I do is what I'm doing now is that's one of the individuals that's in our group. And if you're hearing about iMarkets Live today, you can go to iMarketsLiveOrlando.com, sign up there. That would be great because what I want to do is everyone that's in our group, I want to feature their iMarkets Live account so people can sign up under them and then everyone can benefit from that. And then there are some things that we're going to be doing as the group. My man John Black will be probably on with us tomorrow. I talked to him today, and I will post it in Tando Radio Show. If you have any questions about iMarkets Live, you can actually get in on our conference call that we look like we're going to have tomorrow once I hear back from my man, Mr. John Black. And I just want to say, John Black, I just want to say our prayers and our support is with you, with your father, and hoping for a speedy and complete recovery from the heart condition that he has and the effects that has been having against him. We are definitely praying and sending out our energy to the Black family. So that is what we're doing. And this is what, you know, one of the things that you have to do, I believe, is that you're going to have to create your own strategical ways of funding your life. And this is very important because what you need to do is create and increase your income revenue stream so that you can move that cash into real money, into real assets. And that will put you in a great position of advantage for when the economic crisis does start to kick off. And then as it expands, you will have choices in what you're going to do. And this is one of the ways that I like to say, this is an opportunity for you to fire your boss. by learning how to do things that will always be there. Even though the economic crisis is coming, they're going to crash the common person's economy, but the overall flow of currency will continue, and that can be one that can flow towards you so that you can position yourself and maintain your overall quality of life and your standard of living. So important. So those are things to look at. And also, if you forget, you definitely can go to iMarketsLiveInternational.com and sign up there. But do me a favor, if once you do sign up, definitely text me so I will know that you're there as soon as you, before you do it, and right after you do it, or while you're doing it, so that I can strategically place you within our group and then get some of the information to you that is will be beneficial to you all. So that is something that we're doing, and it's working well. The trading has been good for me and others in the group, and we would like for you to join us. And that way we can have the collective prudence as things go along. We will have great leverage in the future. So check that out. Next, we have in our Tando Radio Show's Facebook page. Next article comes from miss.org. And it says, cash banned, freedom gone. Cash banned, freedom gone. And this was my commentary. Cash has never been the hallmark of freedom. The executing of one's free will is the fundamental foundation of sovereignty. Don't ever let them trick you with things. See, they want you to be the addict to their financial system. They want you to think that cash actually brings you freedom. Cash doesn't bring you any form of freedom. And if you don't use cash correctly, it actually takes your freedom away. Now, money, one of the contributing factors of money, and one of the criteria of money, is that it protects your freedom. It does protect your freedom. And these are the things that we definitely need to know that haven't been taught in the school of obedience. So check out this article, and it's talking about how there's going to be a move on cash, and they're going to start to take cash out of the system. And that is so true. Next article, very, very important one that came from WallStreetJournal.com. Heavy-duty trucking orders plunge. Dealers inventory of unsold big rig trucks are at the highest level since before. And I can't read the rest, and I don't want to mess up my internet, but this is a good article. Before the plunge. And my commentary is, someone is putting on the brakes of the economy. Once trucking stops, riots pick up the speed. Trucking is the main backbone of the economy within this country and really throughout the world in so many ways, because the movement of goods is mainly done by train, but more importantly, by the truckers. And if you ever talk to any truckers, you'll come to find out they are some of the smartest people in the world. We all know some here within a part of the Tando Radio Show list, Tando Radio Show, that being David's team. And this is because these people, these individuals are traveling throughout the whole country, and they're able to see different things by way of what's going on in the country, by the flow of their profession, by what's being moved, how it's being moved, how frequently it's being moved, and where it's being moved. And not only that, they're on the road, and they get time to actually think, research, read, and then corroborate that with the time that they're spending on the road and what they're seeing. So I tell you, trucking is a very critical part of the economy. And this is one that gives you indications of where you're going. So check out that article in the Wall Street Journal. Next article comes from internews.com. This is one of the other Fukushima articles. Scientists, unexpectedly huge mortality event happening along the U.S. West Coast, die-offs. Check out that article because we need to know what's going on. And you need to, in my opinion, alter your intake of the food source that's coming from that area. Meaning, I wouldn't partake in it. So that is something that you need to know. Next article. Man, this one burned me up today. And this one comes from thecommondreams.org. And it says, in fact, Sanders has a very clear plan on how to break up too big to fail bank. Read this article. It's talking about one of the celebrity political figureheads that's running for the celebrity figurehead position of CEO of the Corporation of the United States. And in this article, this so-called candidate, which you didn't ask for, they threw on you, which this candidate, this one I have to pull up. This is amazing. Everyone should read this article, and it tells you everything. And I hope I'm trying to pull it up. Hopefully it does. But let me see if I can pull it up here. Here we go. All right. Bear with me here. One second. Oh, doesn't look like it's going to pull up in a timely fashion. Okay, but I can't pull the whole thing up. But this is what Sanders told the Daily News in the interview. And the question was, how are you going to go about breaking up the dangerously large institution? Response is having legislation passed. What? Really? Legislation? And we still gonna fall for that same old lie? This is insanity. Us expecting a different result. Passing legislation or giving the authority to the Secretary of Treasury to determine under Dodd-Frank that these banks are in danger of the economy. And when you know the most important part of this, I can't pull up. And then he basically says, let the banks decide how they're going to dissolve themselves. Are you kidding me? But see, this is important because we have to see this because they want to let the banks decide how they're going to respond to everything. Why is that? Because every war is a banker's war. Every politician is nothing more than an agent for the corporations of the people that fund them. And that definitely starts with the bankers and the other corporations. These people are telling you they don't serve you, that they do serve you this. They're going to serve you with the corporations and the poison that the corporations is cooking. That's what they're going to serve you with. They're not in your best interest. They're going to go against your best interest at all times because they're going to service the interests of those that want to control you. And I can't pull it up, but this is an article everyone really needs to engage in and read. This one really, I had to laugh at this. I had to really laugh at this. And just like in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. And it's because they've rejected knowledge. That's the key. People are destroyed because we reject knowledge. And we reject the truth that the great creator God Almighty has set forth for us. And that's not the great creator God Almighty causing your destruction. That is because you don't know the truth and you are falling for lies that are destructive in nature and their intention is to destroy you. And you know what? We develop an appetite for lies. We become even more evil than the agenda that's set to evilly trip us. And this is something that until we start talking, until we start acting, until we start living a truth, then I would tell you, what reason do you have to petition the great creator God Almighty for? Unless you're going to petition the great creator God Almighty by living in which the great creator had already designed and gave you the opportunity to live for in truth. Instead of falling for, you can't have it both ways. We can't have it both ways. And we continue to get bombarded with this demonic agenda. And then within this agenda, they're telling you to seek God in this whole thing. But what we don't even realize is the little g demigod that they're telling you to seek. And we fall right for it. And we fall for the contract of destruction. So check out this article, really, really important one. Next one comes from alternet.org. Says the dark future for America if we let the middle class disappear. Check out that article, real good one. Next article comes from the icelandmonitor.mbi.is, and this one is Icelandic bankers released from jail years early. this never gets old because it works so well. They just serve you a new fresh dish of what was stale and rotten and spoiled just minutes, hours, and days ago. And they tell you it's fresh fruit. They tell you this is good food for you, and it's nothing but poison that they're pushing. Bankers that were read the article, just nothing new there. Now, next article. This one is very, very telling and part of today's show. And hopefully I'll be able to get into this one, but this one is from, can't see where this one is from. Lenvin.com, and this one's Signs of the Time, Back to Baal Worship. And this one's a must read. This is about the demonic rituals that are now going mainstream, full blown. See, they let you talk about the different organizations within music, and they got you used to hearing it, let you all sound off. But see, they knew you weren't going to do anything about it. They knew you weren't going to stop listening to the demonic messages in music. They knew you weren't going to stop listening to demonic messages and that they portray on television and mainstream media. They knew you were just going to talk about it in social media. And they knew from what you were saying in social media that you weren't going to move away from it at all. So now they realize that, we have got the people to where it's not shocking to them anymore. So now we're going to increase the overall demonic worships and ritual practice. We're going to put it right in front of them. And before you know it, you know what? They're going to say it's a part of their culture, because we're going to make it part of their culture, so they think. And they're going to be following the trends to destruction. And they're going to be building this tower of Baal in New York City. It's already going to be unveiled in April. And there's a very specific reason why they're going to do that there, and they're going to do it in London. If you know anything about London, you know the demonic influence. You would know the demonic influence that the city of London has on London, one of the four city states in the world. The four city states are Washington, D.C., the City of London, the Vatican, and the BIS, the Bank of International Settlements, in Basel, Switzerland. All four of them have demonic ritual culture, has a demonic ritual practice that they adhere to
every day, and they trick you into getting you to worship the very same demonic entities that they do. And you know what? We do nothing about it. And I'm gonna tell you, it speaks volumes for what's going to happen within our lives, and what spirits and what entities and what influences will start to attack us in all avenues, on all fronts. And one of the things with this is that in this worship, and we're going to talk about this later on, there are practices that they engage in that is so telling, and destructive in nature, and they threaten our children. And this is what one of the features we're going to be talking about today. So today's last show is going to be an open push for depopulation by the demonic rituals, the Baal worship, and the Book of Enoch. We will also look at some current events, time permitting. Great trouble awaits our children because of so many parents are sleeping on the job. And what do I mean by sleeping on the job? They have got us so consumed and distracted that we don't pay attention and don't have the energy to really give a darn. They keep you marching. They keep you voting. They keep you running after different campaigns, and they keep you watching the next trend that they're going to bring in front of you so that you won't have time to discern what the heck is going, what the heck is really going on. So now you are mentally, physically, and they have fatigued your spirit so that you will not contest, or you will not be able to resist the temptations that will come to you spiritually, physically, and mentally. This is why we're having the real problems that we're having. And we'll continue to see this, and it's so important. That's why they want you to think that freedom comes from cash, because cash is what they've created. When freedom can only be established and fundamentally rooted in the executing of your free will, determines if you're sovereign or not. So very, very important. Next article. This actually comes from ArmstrongEconomics.com. The Federal Reserve has called an expedient closed meeting of the Board of Governors on Monday, April the 11th. They did this back in November the 21st, just before they actually decided to raise interest rates in about that same time. So this is the overall economic destruction of the American economy on full blown there. That's what I'm seeing and reading from there. Next article. This one comes from Bloomberg. Beware of the coming default tsunami in emerging markets. Why? Because that is going to serve the purpose of redirecting and re-engaging the enslavement of humanity through depopulation, through wars, through famine, through disease, and financial instability. They are going to ratchet up the poverty programs as a part of the population control. They are going to turn up the inability for people to get nourishing food in their bodies, which is going to make them sick and malnourished. They are going to turn up the disease population control programs in order to destroy people. This is why you have more people over the age of 65 than you have people that are the age of 5 years and younger. They tell you everything, their design. So next article, this one comes from your newswire.com. Japan citizens flee Tokyo. This is what Scotty read for us, the first one. And we talked about that. So this is what's in the news. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to get into today's show. What I want to do first is that I definitely want to finish what we started yesterday talking about Venezuela, then get into, and this is going to be real quick. It was a couple of points that I didn't make about Venezuela. We're going to make those points. Then we're going to get into today's show about this demonic worship that's going on Hopefully I'll be able to pick it up. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 5490, 32 pound, and hit star 61. I will see you in queue and definitely bring you up. Very, very important. And my actual internet is working really bad. So if some of you could definitely help us out with that today by actually looking at this story, and then we could talk about this collectively, because I can't pull this story up. So if someone that can, that is a listener, definitely call in and help us out today. I would greatly appreciate it. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. Hopefully, I will be able to get to the commercial break. Scotty, if you're there, could you, Scotty, could you run the commercial breaks? Because I can't get into them right now. Let me try to reload this if you're there. I'm not quite sure if we got, okay, never mind. I think it's coming up now. Hold on one sec. So bear with us today, and believe me, these in the future, these are some of the things that we're going to have to deal with, because one of the things that you have to remember is that the internet is their system, and they're always going to have it, and there's been a lot of internet outages throughout the country, and you're going to see that take place. And the only thing what I really see in the future is that the only place that you're going to be able to get any form of news or any form of what's going on in the world is going to be from the mainstream media propaganda, because this is their system. And at some point in some time, alternative media and other places that don't serve the interests of the corporate demonic entities, they won't have any form of service. And that is going to be a real concern and problem. I can't pull this up, so hey, we won't be able to go to a commercial break, but we have a caller that's in queue. Let's go to our caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Dave, this is Brother Davis, man. I was just calling, and we'll help where I can. You know what that is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's going on, Brother Davis? Thank you so much for being you and helping us out. But yeah, I can't pull up anything on the internet. So I do appreciate you calling in and helping out, Brother David.
Not a problem, man. Listen, and I also want people to understand, this is one of the reasons why Tando Radio plays an important role. We talked about getting the tools that would be needed to communicate in diverse yes. times. And if you don't have these tools, you'll become victim of these circumstances. Now, if you do have these tools, there are going to be voices out there that are like-minded, and you're going to have the ability to at least to receive those like-minded voices, if nothing else. One of the right. unique things about human nature is that regardless of what your opinion is about something, there is someone who has an opposite. And the biggest problem that we have now is that the people who are putting out the message are all on the same corporate page. So they don't put on anything that they know is going to give you leverage into forming alliances with one another that doesn't fit their program. What is important is that you continue to do what you're doing now. Stay connected with Tando. Go out and get yourself some radios that will allow you to receive. If you can get something that transmits, and you can do that to your advantage, because that way you can converse and relay those messages which serve the greater purpose. Now, one thing about diverse times and stressful situations is that you build alliances with faces and voices sometimes. And when I say you build alliances with faces and voices sometimes, if you're in a position where you could see a highway and somebody's speaking in reference to that highway, well, your visuality gives them a clear understanding that you could see what they cannot. So in right. you interpreting what you see, you allow them to be able to advance their plan. This is what I say. Sometimes you build alliances with faces, with voices instead of faces. But we have to understand this. The only way that this program that these elites have is going to work unincumbently is if you do nothing. If you sit back and wait for them, they're going to bring it. But if you get out here in the street and you start talking to like-minded people, and those like-minded people realize that we're all in the same boat, then we have a common cause. And that is what they do not want you to do. Unite the idealisms with common cause, because when you do, then people will begin to realize that with the numbers they have a voice. And sometimes it's harder to get people to understand the power of that voice. But as they do and they see the numbers grow, they begin to see the volume. And that is what they don't want the world to see. Right now, there's nothing coming out of the United States that says we're disappointed with the political system the way it is. And if you look around the world, they're laughing because they're looking at the candidates saying, these are leaders? These are what the American people has to choose from? This is not the leadership the American has to choose from. This is the leadership that was chosen for America until America speaks otherwise. And the sad part about it is that in the dumbing down process, which is done on a multiplicity of levels, they think that they have a successful road to what they want. But that is why we've been showing you avenues, we've been giving you information of what's going on, and we have been fortifying your self spirit. And the reason being is because we cannot do for you what you must do for yourself. Now, can we work in conjunction? Absolutely. But we can't force you to do something that you know is in your best interest. You have to take the lead on that. Because when you do, you'll find that you're not the only one. And that's the whole message in defeating this that is about to come. Is you are not the only one. There's certain things that are beyond reverse now. In reference to the economy, that's beyond reverse. And the reason why it's beyond reverse is because they've already submitted this plan, and they've been working this plan for years. So they've reached a point now, and the target is you. Make no mistake. You will be the one who suffers from this. And they figure when you suffer enough, you'll submit to anything, because that is the project of the programming. But if you enhance some of the things that we've done here, if you set up small gardens so that you can at least feed a family of four or a family of five, and if your garden is bigger, you can share it with other families in the community, and you can establish relationships so that there is an alliance among those who have and those who are the laborers. Because so you have to understand, the product is only worthy of the person who's willing to do the work to have the product. So, in turn, if I have something that you need and I have an abundance of it, it's to my advantage for you and me to be able to work together. Because you may be a small engine repair person, or you might be a medical person. These are skills that work to make a community function. You may have a background in security or military background. These are tools that become what the strength of a diverse community. So don't think because you hear all of this that you're the victim and that's it, because you remain the victim until you fight back. And that's what they don't want. And I'm going to tell you something. Your choices are nil, because you could do something now, but if they come in to do it with a boot, that boot's going to have about a dozen behind it, and they're all going to be heavily armed. So right now, it's when you really should be doing your work of communicating, doing the work of being able to establish a food line, meaning that whether it be gardening or whether it be building alliances in your community, somebody's growing this, somebody's growing that, so you can be able to take in one season and harvest all of the vegetables and fruit at their peak and go into the next season planting something else that would offer everybody some diversity. Because one of the things you're going to need in your body is nutrients. And the rawer, and some of you people aren't going to like this, but the rawer, the nutrient, the better the nutrient is for the body. The less process it goes through, the more it can be a functional resource for what you're trying to supply. And I know I've been trying to tell people for a while, I've been cutting back on my water intake. I've been cutting, my wife has been moving from all out cooking to blanching and steaming. In some areas you can bake, but the areas of which you can bake are going to need the resources of a natural energy resource. So you want to keep all of these things in mind, because the worst thing you could do is think, oh, woe is me, nothing I can do.
Right.
Because then you become a burden to the system. But if you go out here now with this internet available the way it is, and you do something like small engine repair and study that, there will be a need for that. Air conditioning repair, heating, air conditioning and plumbing, heating and air conditioning, there will be a need for that. Even if it's just doing irrigation, at least you will have a basic understanding of how to make something function. And this is where we are, because guess what? We're going to have to be importing water and those sort of things from places that might have to come 200 or 300 yards. How are you going to do that? Do you know the importance of gravity and land mass? What is what the water level is and what it isn't? Because these things all come to play a role in how you're trying to achieve a positive result. And I'm going to tell you something. It's never easy. It's never easy. So if you feel like you're psychologically...
But necessary.
That's right. But if you feel like you're psychologically weak and you cannot do this, then don't be the burden for somebody else, because you will destroy a community trying to hide from your inefficiency. Make yourself useful. And you will find that there is a use for you. And I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters. You don't need to go hungry in this day and age. But you need to do the things that you that are important now so that you can avoid that later. Because I'm going to tell you now, this country is going to be invaded. When I say invaded, it's going to be invaded by chaos. It's going to be invaded by authoritarianism, totalitarianism. And if you don't understand what authoritarianism, you see that with police with badges. They have the right to follow the law, but now with authoritarianism, they've taken that badge to another level. And these are the psychological imbalances that you're going to have to deal with. And in reality, there may not be someone here to help you think through. So you have to be as agile in thought and the operation as possible. So getting back to what Dave was saying earlier, I want y'all to keep in mind that these reports that he's given, even the one on Saunders and Clinton, that is very vital information, because it gives you insight into these people. And understand this. Basically, Saunders is saying we can do this here as a collective society if we go ahead and incorporate the idea that everybody should be exposed to the positive result that a few are getting now. So he's telling you that if he brings everything in and just shares it with the community, that it's going to work. It ain't going to be that simple. Does it look like it's a promising idea? Absolutely. But it's not going to be that simple. Hillary Clinton is telling you right off the top, hey, well, I'm going to take you to war. You know why? Because that way we can kill your children and kill you simultaneously. They fail to realize that we have a survival nature. And see, that's what's important about knowing yourself. Because when you know yourself, you will gravitate and elevate to whatever the necessity is. And understand how I said that, because that necessity may be on many levels. But we are very, very agile in this life, because our purpose has not been served yet. We are going to have to live to achieve our purpose. And that purpose that you may be trying to live to achieve may not have anything to do with you. It's just a contribution you make that helps us get there. And I expect those people who are weak that want to submit will do that by the thousands. So you can't, that tells you can't count on them. And the sad part about it is that you probably know quite a few of them now. So don't think they will not sell you out in a heartbeat if they're thirsty for a quart of water. And that's just how simple it'll be. Because I'm going to tell you something. They're doing this for a reason. If they can turn us against each other, that's less work they got to do. But if you've noticed, there's been something going on in the atmosphere that deals with the lunar and the astrological balance in the universe. And I believe that through our submitting our energy for the use of the universe, and we don't know how the universe is going to use it, or use you, we've got to prepare for that. And that's all an aspect of what we're doing. Yes. That's why we feed you mentally, we feed you physically, and we feed you spiritually, and we expect you to tap in to those sources and find your strength. Because what you need to do, we cannot do for you. And we've put everything out there. We've told you about the programs. We told you why they're programming you. You could clearly see they've dumbed America down. They didn't do this here because it was a thing to do. They did this because they got a purpose behind it. You see these people going out here buying guns out of fear? That was the wrong reason to buy guns. But that's why they did it. If you're going to have guns for self-defense, that's one thing. But if you have guns out of fear, then you could end up shooting each other.
Yep.
And you know why? Because it's the fear. It's not organization. So believe me, things may look bleak, but in every storm, there's a point where the calm begins to dissipate. It begins to show a little clarity. Brother Dave was telling you about the trucking industry. You know, they put everywhere I go, they're pushing, oh, buy, 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 buy. I know he's exactly right. There's a glut in this industry. But you know why there's a glut in this industry? Because it plays its role in trying to achieve what these totalitarians want.
Yep. And Brother Dave, I'm glad you know, because I wanted to talk to you about that. And right now, within the industry, once trucking stops, Brother Davis, explain to some of our listeners how that effect will have on their standard of living if they're not preparing now while there's still the opportunity for things to be resupplied. How critical is trucking to the overall movement of the staple items that we need in our physical life?
Well, that's very simple. Everybody who's listening to this radio show, look up, and whatever you see, a truck bought it. Whether it be the pictures on the walls, or maybe that soda on the table. Or maybe if you're looking across and the books on your shelves, or the clothes laying on your bed. Go into your kitchen. A truck bought it to you somehow. So think of the dynamics of what I'm saying here. If the truck stops, there's only a certain amount of food on those shelves in the stores.
Right.
So when that limit is reached, where do you get food from? When trucks stop,
you're going to resupply it.
That's right. And the sad part about it is that there is going to be resources out there. But the reason why they want the trucks to stop is so it can reach a point in which society is now taken to the maniacal way of misstructure. What does that mean? That means they ain't thinking about what they're doing. They're just doing the get. And that's what they want. That's why they have what's called a martial law in the wings waiting. And see, here's what they really are not telling you. When martial law kicks in, so does the King Alfred plan.
Yeah.
And the King Alfred plan has avenues in which certain groups racist groups, hate groups, they actually are deputized. Think about that. Because when they become deputized, they feel like they're working under authority that has nothing to do with humanism. Nothing. And now you know why The Walking Dead is on TV. Do you put the programming together yet here? Because if they see how easy it is to kill, and they have weapons to kill, then groups of them become a weapon of mass destruction. See, people fail to realize that everybody wants to live, but they're not thinking about it from the standpoint of what kind of quality of life are you going to have. I told you before, at one time, before money, before all these other things, the reward of being able to go out and take a product and exchange it and come back and feed your family, the reward of all of that was to be able to rest your head in peace. And know that the day your family ate well, their thirst was met, and you might even have time to transfer knowledge. But there'll be some days when they don't eat as well. There'll be some days where there is no water. There'll be some days where you really are frustrated. But remember what I said about the reward. The reward is peace. If you have done the best you can, you could still enjoy the reward and prepare for another day. This is a whole lot of what's going on. You think it's physical? Literally, it's leading you to have a greater understanding of the spiritual role you play in the universe, because all living things are connected. And that's why they're telling you, well, it's too many people. But this is not the Creator determining this. This is humans, men who don't have any more rights than you have, determining this. The only thing they got that you don't have is what they created, money. And they utilize that money to manipulate, to be able to bargain, and be able to control. And for those people who think that that's not what they're doing, that's why they're removing your ability to have it and control your own. Think about it. You can no longer have intimate relationships with money. And when I say intimate, I mean to be able to go out and negotiate with somebody face to face with cash in your hand for a service or a product that they offer and build relationship. That's what they're taking away from you. That's why when you get on a public service or something, or go into a public facility, everybody's looking down. They've taken a lot more away than you have been able to see clearly. But that's why you're waking up. Sooner or later, somebody's going to say, you know what, I'm tired of this darn phone. People start throwing their cell phones away right now, and believe me, there would be a major, major change. Because it is one of the major forms of controlling. Now they're giving them away. Join us. We will give you 2 cell phones. Because guess what? If we get you and you have a son or a daughter or a wife, we can get them too.
Right. We're going to give you this. If you go to this, now they want to pass on this technology known as the electronic technology through the smartphones. Because if the phones are smart, then the people can be dumb.
Absolutely. And understand how he said that. So that means that phone is doing what you should be doing so that you can stay sharp. See, that's why they used to put out the story that if you don't want black people to know something, put it in a book. Then all of a sudden, the numbers that they were gelling was, oh, well, there's more black men in jail than it is in college. All of those were lies. But if that was a program that worked for them with certain people, then it was functional. And how many times have you heard to say, people say, oh, they can't do this or they can't do that. As soon as they say they can't, the program has worked its way. But you get some people walk around and say, you know what? I don't believe that. It's an alternative. And that is what we have to function on, what our alternatives are. And I'm going to tell you, sir, I'm in the forefront of that group. Because I still believe in a lot of this, and I'll try not to shock you with it before, but I believe that when we reach a state of our personal awareness, then we can evolve to understand the importance of the gifts of melanin, and they will be exposed to us. And war will never be what they want you to think it is. Death will never be what they taught you that it was. Energy, as you know it, will become so simplified, you'll begin to realize it's all around you. You've had access to it, but you've never seen it. These are the things they don't want you to know.
Right.
So I'm going to tell you, Dave. Go ahead, brother. Keep going.
But you know, and I'm thank you so much, Brother Davis, because my internet is totally, totally shot. But that's cool. I love that because this means that this is where we were supposed to go anyhow. And you know what I love is that Brother David says they want you to believe it but the key is that we will never, if you understand what's really going on, you don't have to receive anything that they give you.
Hey, can I chime in on something?
What's that, Scotty?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, somewhere. It's a little distant. Go ahead, Scotty.
What about now?
Is that better? Oh, yeah, a whole lot better. Completely, yes.
All right, greetings to Brother Davis on the line as well. Let me just say this about technology, because I grew up loving technology. That's what led me into the communications field when I went into the military and the work that I do now. You know, can these so-called smartphones, all these tablets, these devices make you dumb? Yes. Because they have all these games on them. You could spend all day on YouTube watching, you know, cartoons or just stuff that's not going to teach you nothing. Okay?
Right.
Or anytime I want to do something around the house or something like that, there's some task I need to fix the roof, for example. Real story. Well, I learned how to patch a roof by just simply going on YouTube and looking up the how-to videos. Okay? I make how-to videos on how people can run their own digital radio stations using the technology and showing them how to use it so they don't be exploited by someone else. But so there are advantages and then there are disadvantages. You know, with the cell phones and whatnot, they can be used to track you. Well, you know, if you're kidnapped, that might be a good thing. If you're trying to stay under the government radar, then that might be a bad thing. But the thing is, you can turn that off. You know what I'm saying? You got to learn how to use the technology and whatnot. I mean, most people, I can speak on North Carolina. Your driver's license is a piece of technology. Unless you have taken a step to put it in the microwave for about 3 seconds and listen to that RFID chip pop. Okay. And it's also got the facial recognition, you know, imprint on it and whatnot. So, I mean, there's no escaping technology and what have you. But, you know, at the same time, we got to use it. It also, we had to teach people how to use it instead of getting lost in it. Or you know, because that's how we're reaching the masses that we reach through Black Talk Radio. It's through, because most black people today in the United States, their internet access is through smartphones. They may not have it in their house or whatnot for whatever reasons. And so they just got that. But they're tuned in to Black Talk Radio. See, our thing is we have to be the information sources. We need to build more information sources to compete with the propaganda that the enemy wants them to have. So, I mean, that's just my thought. It could be used for anything.
No, it's perfect.
You know, like my grandson his mother bought him an iPad. Both of them got iPads. One of them ain't but three. He knows how to call his father on it to do the, video call and whatnot. But I was checking out the one that they got, and it's got that thing called Siri. So I was messing around with it because I set it up for him. And I'm like, okay, Siri, you know, whatever topic I could think of, the same as doing a Google search, anything you want to know. You know what I'm saying? Siri, what's one of the questions? What's the average number of minutes do people listen to the radio? And it pulls up all this different information from the internet. I mean, anything you could think of. So that is something that you can learn from and what have you. But again, most of the people are doing what? They're using it to entertain themselves and thus wasting their time. And so that mindset has to be changed.
You hit the nail right on the head. Wasting your time. See, when you waste your time, you're not growing with the usage of that time. One of the things that you said, and I want to point out, is that technology has a role. And I didn't say that technology was not useful. But as you said, the way you use technology advanced what your cause was. But if people are getting caught up in a video game and cannot separate their time by prioritizing, we know people sit down and play that video game 6, 8, 10 hours, you know, without just going to the bathroom. So that's when it becomes a tool that literally is a setback. And see, we have to understand how to use technology, and technology must understand what its limitations are. Because if we don't, we will find ourselves being a bunch of couch potatoes, obeying or focusing on technology that's programming us to do what it wants us to do and not what we want to do. That's my only beef with it, because I'm going to tell you, I've seen it transform people. But those people were applying the tools to make them better.
But also, and then there's other technology, there's advances in survival gear. You know, because I'm entering into an affiliate relationship with, you know, this company that produces survival products. One of the pieces of new technology out there is this little hand size, maybe just, you know, a little bit bigger than your hand. And you can charge your car with it as well as all of your smart media devices. I mean, it holds so much power in the palm of your hand. Perfect for survival situations.
I know which one you're talking about.
And then I found the Life Straw. That's a piece of technology. It's not electronic, but it's mechanical technology where you can just drink straight from a contaminated water source, and it filters that water and makes it portable or potable in order for you to drink it. So that's one of the things I'm trying to find more of to promote, you know, that sort of technology that we can use in survival situations.
Yeah, we, Brother Davidson, you know, Brother Davidson, when we started going with RDP, we moved to all of the things that you just spoke of, the Life Straw. This is what we've been trying to get to people. And I'm going to say this, and as we both, all of us agree here, technology has its place, and it can be a useful tool to build, or it can be a tool of destruction. And that's what the whole thing that we're all putting together, and you know that, because the key to technology is that, you know, if you go to YouTube and go to different things, it could be the University of YouTube. You can find out so many different things, but the thing about that is that it has to be used as a tool for your overall, as both of you said, for your overall growth. It cannot be something that can hinder you, hamstring you, and not to be active in your own life. You should be using this for the free will of your determining factor of where you're going in life and your sovereignty. It should not be used as part of the propaganda for you to submit. And that's, you know, that's what we're talking about here. And I love it, because it's something that we really do need to convey to the people so that they can determine. Listen, if your smartphone is the only way that you know how to get around your neighborhood, if you're using it as a convenience, that's one thing. But if it's used as something that you have it's necessary to have, that can get you into a very dangerous zone to where you'll start to have more relationships with your device than you will have with the people that you need to have relationships with, the living things around you.
Here's a perfect example. You know, here's a perfect simple example. Now, with these smartphones and whatnot, you could just tell it the address you want to get to, and it'll give you turn-by-turn instructions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but what about when you ain't got no cell phone signal? Do you know how to read a map? If you don't know how to read a map, and if you're not carrying a map, then what good is that convenience, you know, doing you then? Now you're stranded. Don't know how to read a map, let alone have a map. So, again, you know, like you said, use them as a matter of convenience, but you can't rely on these things. You got to still have the basic skills. And I think that's a good example, map, being able to read a map.
Map wouldn't be able to. I know, you know what, Shadi, because then I know Brother Davis wants to say, you know, and you use the map format. And like Shadi said, you need to be able to read a map. And also in reading a map, you need to be able to know. A lot of people don't even know where north, south, east, and west is where they live. That's a real problem in today's world with the advent of EMPs. What happens if you're driving somewhere and the EMP happens, or your car breaks down and you need to get back home and your phone isn't working? How in the world? You still have the same problem. And guess what? The answers are still there. It's just a matter of, can you actually use the answers by knowing your north, south, you're knowing your directions. You know where north, south, east, and west are. Have you developed landmarks in the different areas that you live in to always be able to tell which way is home? Are you teaching your children those things? Remember when we were growing up, Scotty and Brother Davis? The adults taught us how to get back home. Young people today, you could take them two blocks from where they live and you ask them how to get back home. They say, it's easy. I follow you.
You're right.
Go ahead, Brother David.
One of the most unique things about when we were coming up, we ran and played through our neighborhood, so we learned through the experience of the company of people who lived a block over or maybe 2 miles down the road, because we knew in the process of coming from our house to their house, we learned everything in between. Nowadays, these children don't even like to go out and play consistently because they are so dehumanized by these things that they can't control. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm trying to let people understand that you must set your own priorities. But there are people who give a greater priority to being able to sit down and tootle with this thing than it is to sit on their porch at night and be able to point out the North Star, Orion's Belt, or the zodiac signs, because all of these are keys to how navigation was done before we were understanding of what navigation was. But yet, now, I sit back and I'm really grateful for understanding just basic principles. The sun always comes up in the east. So if you face east, your right arm will be pointing south, and your left arm will be pointing north, and west is at your back. These are simple things that we know, but if you don't know them, you're at a disadvantage. So I understand exactly what you're saying about when those tools are no longer available. Do we have the ability to be able to make decisions that are going to be in the best interest of ourselves in trying to achieve what it is that we need to achieve, if we have to move, and how we can do that as swiftly and in the right directions that we want to go?
Yeah, so true. And you know what? My internet is totally shot, but I'm just enjoying. I'm going to just, you know, not even try to continue to fix this, because this is some great dialogue that's going on. Scotty, if I don't know if you can see the board, if someone pops up, I don't mean to bug you, bro, because I know you have you know, your own show and things that you got to do. But in between, if you see someone pop up, just throw them on so that we can continue the dialogue. You know,
you just while we're here.
Okay. Wow. How about that? You had a feeling one was coming. Let's bring them up, Scotty, and then after that, we'll continue the dialogue among ourselves. And Scotty, if you got to go, don't worry about it. This will be fixed, and we'll take care of it. But don't hold yourself too, because I know you got things to do.
Eric Cole 405, your mic open.
Hello, hello, brothers. How y'all doing this evening?
What's up, brother Mel? How you doing?
Good evening.
How you doing? Brother Scotty, before you leave, I was wanting to ask you if you were familiar with the white elephant law pertaining to prisoners in the event of civil war.
White elephant law?
The white elephant law. Yeah, man. And I've been, you know, you guys started talking about technology and everything. In the 90s, I was researching this, and now that I'm using, you know, our little smartphones and smart technology, it's all the information is totally changed. It's like just talking about the Civil War, because this is where it came about in the 1860s, the Civil War. So in the event of a civil war, the prisoners are to be euthanized immediately, because they're going to need those prisons for, you know, barracks, bases, you know. You've heard about that, Brother Dave?
Yes, yes. And it extended to, and Brother Davis is familiar with it from Vietnam, and I'm going to show you how those two ties tied in. But go ahead, Mel.
Okay, I'm not crazy. But
no.
That was the first thing that I, because I've been trying to find it for like a couple of weeks. I wanted to call on Al Abolitionist Radio about the subject, but I can't find any pertinent information to it. So I was just throwing that at Scotty. And then I had another point. So go ahead, y'all.
I'll definitely be looking into it. I just did a Google search. There's a lot of things related to the term white elephant, but I'm not seeing anything in terms of that. But I'll definitely be researching that. Thanks.
And I will too, man. And I'll give you any information I can come up with.
This is what I know about. And it's funny, Mel, that you said that, because I haven't even, because me being a former police officer, I knew about that in one of our, you know, in one of our classes. I heard about it. I said, what? And then I just, you know, took an interest in it. And it's amazing how, because you won't find much on it. And as a matter of fact, I haven't researched it since then in hearing about it. But this was what it was. It was a part of the Revolutionary War in times back then, because what they wanted was, they didn't want the actual prisoners to be a part and to be deputized by the other side. So what they said is that in order to maintain jail space and everything else, that they would actually kill off some of the prisoners. And what they've done back then is here, but this is how that played, and it changed, and it actually reinvented itself during the times of war, World War One, World War Two, and then the Vietnam War was the last time that it was really, that I can remember it happening, being used. What they did was that if people got into trouble, they would offer them, you would either go into the military and be used in battle, or you would go to jail. And I know Brother Davis would have some thoughts on that, and remember that being used in the courtrooms back during the time when Vietnam was hot and heavy. But they actually used it in World War One and World War Two and other wars, and they're absolutely doing that. It is the same extension to what they're doing in Richmond, California right now. This is what the and what happened was, who said it earlier? I think Brother David said it. We were talking today, to where they're going to deputize people. This is them deputizing people that have been in the criminal justice system to actually be an agent for the very system that had wrongfully or have manipulatively, or have from measures of dishonesty, has convicted them, created the environment for them to actually be criminal. But some people will execute their free will to where they will actually be a harm to others and everything else. I'm not talking about those individuals, but that's the extensions of the white elephant laws. No, go ahead.
This is Brother Davis, man.
Yes, sir.
This is Brother Davis. I know personally who literally would have been in jail had they not taken the option to go into the Marine Corps. That law is alive and well today. Now, in war times, it was used so that the resources that the camps had can be used by the people who were maintaining the camp. So therefore, prisoners were not worthy for those resources anymore. So you have to understand, they do things like this law for efficiency and security. They don't do it because it serves a purpose of the original idea while a person was either incarcerated or maybe a POW. No. Because yet when certain times, those resources are needed by the people who are maintaining the object, the ideal, or the purpose of why they're there.
So can we equate that to when the slave ships were traveling across the seas and, you know, the rations were getting low? So, hey, some of the slaves got to go.
The reality of that was they would starve a lot of those slaves because some of them wouldn't die like that. Some of them made it to land, then they just starved them back up. But yeah, the premise is the same or similar, but you have to understand that there was a commodity for the ship. So they may have gotten rid of some, but they needed to have a certain amount to cover the cost of that passage to make it profitable.
That's real estate. Exactly, Brother Davis. The term real estate comes from the considering people part of your estate of property. And they wanted to make sure that that precious cargo, the ones that were weak, because they grabbed some people that were sick, and the people that were sick and everything else, they became a drain on the resources for the individuals that were healthy, that they wanted to ensure that they made it to auction.
Yes, to pay for the cargo. Okay. So, and the fear factor also, the fear that those prisoners would turn against them and fight for the opposition. Because, you know, yeah, I mean, that's just a no-brainer. Okay, I was wondering if, okay, good. If I could skip to my next point, because we didn't really get into it yet, because you were saying about the demonic rituals and so forth, we have to remember Passover's right around the corner. And a lot of children, a lot of women, a lot of people come up missing around this time of year to accommodate. This is their very sacred annual ritual, and I just was wanting to get y'all's thoughts on that, but we didn't get into it. But yeah, that's all I had to add.
Yeah, and you know, great point, Mel. Hold on, Mel, don't hang up. Great point. I couldn't get into it because I was locked out of my internet is not working at all. I can't pull up anything. But we will get into that, and that's exactly one of the things that I wanted to get into today. So if you have some points about it, if you read the article that we have posted in Tando Radio Show, definitely you can comment on it. I read it. I don't want to actually just go into it without, you know, it being there and everyone can do it together. So if you read the article, we definitely can talk about it. Yes, these are demonic rituals that are actually some of, they have gone from being the rituals to be the policies, procedures, and the laws that man has decided to govern. And if you look up the word government, it means to rule other men, as spoken here before, as Brother Davis says, no man, I always say that your freedom ends where someone else's begins. No man has the overall godly and moral right to rule you at any fashion. This is a misconception. Your free will is a gift from the great creator, so that will determine who you are eternally and spiritually. Every energy source is an independent source that happens to be in the collaboration and in the presence of other forms of energy. And how you interact with that energy determines who you are as a source of energy. We have been given the ability to create from the same power that created us. And that is not one that would try to enslave, but one that should be endearing to freeing and giving more creating sustainable life.
Mm-hmm. Last little comment. I'm sorry, Reverend. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to add to that comment in reference to the human rights. When another human literally is exercising a right over you, it's not an authority that he has. So he has to induce something like a fear or something to keep you in control, like money. He does right. These things in order to be able. Give him your authority. And that's the basis of why they live and carry themselves in the manner that they do, because they already know what your authority that you have. So you have to understand everything, every line of human comes from the seed that descends directly from your people. So in being chosen first, you have to understand the dynamics of what I'm saying. If God is the ocean, would you choose something that is unlike yourself? And because you are a drop, does that not make you reflective to the ocean? You understand right. What I'm saying?
Of course.
There's a lot of dynamics that they don't want you to know, because if you begin to explore and open your mind up to the truthisms that are beyond your visibility, then you will find how great that you are. And that's definitely a problem for them.
It's their biggest fear. Real quickly on the Passover thing, I challenge anybody with an iPhone, or I'm not too sure about the Android devices, but on the calendar, you have all the holidays and everything, and you will not find Passover. It does not say Passover anymore. Last year it did, because I always study it. What day is this stuff going to start? Because they're going to start kidnapping people in, you know, at least 3 weeks.
Yeah.
They're going to fatten them up and make them ripe for the kill. And that's it's not funny. It's really that's the demon we're dealing with. But they're calling it Earth Day now. You can test it for yourself. You will not see Passover on the digital phone. You will not see Passover. And that was really that was strange to me. I was wondering why that was. But same as the white elephant law. They strictly, like the Book of Enoch, they strike everything they don't, you know, they're good at doing that, omitting things. So,
well, that's their purpose, because if you remember, when the Pope came here last summer, he never used the term God or spiritual. He said, "I come in my own authority."
Yep.
See, people don't understand the power of words, but words are what is used for you to be able to get the picture in your imagination. You see, the greatness of the imagination is every discovery starts there. So when we begin to operate to our full capacity, through first seeing us attaining what it is we're trying to build, through those images, are the plans and the schematics manifested in our minds. But it always starts with our imaginations. So there is a great, great connection in that aspect of being human, because in reality, all of these dates and holidays and stuff, that's all deception. And they know it. But if they could keep you focusing on doing research based on that, then you're not doing something that's going to take their control away from them. And that's all they care about.
Great, great call, Mel. You know what, bro? Thanks for calling. Mel, just want to say, Mel, are you there?
Yes, sir.
I just want to say, you're in the precious metals class. Was this class worth it for you?
Very, very much so. Very, very much so.
Yeah, we
I think I got a PhD already. I'm only in my, like, 6th or 7th class.
Yeah, and this is part of the thing with our classes, so that people will actually start to see the power that they have within themselves and what are some of the God-given. See, what I like to say is that man has created cash because they can patent it. And there are the real money of the world are the resources that the great creator God Almighty has created, just like you. And those resources, because we're a resource to each other. And that is what has real value. And see, what they want, what the overall agenda wants is to control and manipulate the resources to control mankind. You know, this is something that we have to start to stop giving energy to them, because whatever you give energy to lives. We got to start giving energy to what's important to us. Because as Brother David said, the ocean, God is the ocean and we are the drops. It's many drops that make the ocean, and the ocean moves and is one of the most powerful forces on this planet. And so this is the power that's in within every drop is really the magnification of all of the ocean together. So, but go ahead, Matt, you was going to say something.
Well, yeah, and I agree with that. Without a drop, you can't have a pool. You know what I mean? So I understand.
Right.
I do believe I am just as significant as a grain of sand to the desert.
Right.
But can I just give a quick testimony, man? When I first, the first question I ever asked on Tando Radio, I asked you and Brother Scotty chimed in, was about sovereignty. And, you know, about me carrying my license and my social security card. I'll never forget that, man. And when y'all jumped on me, it was so loving and it was so, I mean, it was like, I got it. Like, what a foolish question that was, because I know better. But then again, I didn't. And then hearing you and Brother Braggs and Brother Davis, Sister Davis, just hearing you guys and Black Talk, just listening to it, man, y'all have, for this small amount of time, man, you guys have really, really made me understand so many things that I already knew. But like Brother David said, to give you information to tap into your power. And that's very, very true. And I really want to honestly and for real, appreciate you guys. I really appreciate you fellas for what you do. And I truly do love you as Black people, man. I mean that. I'm not being sappy or I'm not joking or anything, man. I have true love for y'all, man, and I really appreciate that. So, yes. And I have so much more to learn, and I'm willing. So, with that said, man, thank you, God, all of y'all.
Well, thank you, brother. I'm glad that you chose us as an avenue. I'm glad you chose us as an avenue, because literally there's going to be a lot of stuff out here that's not going to offer anything but take away your time. And in you choosing us as an avenue, speaking on your growth process, that lets us know that what we're doing is working. So thank you.
Yes, sir. I don't think I chose y'all. I think the universe sent me right to your front door. You know, in a raggedy little old messed up package.
you know, what the beauty of that is, and I know that Scotty and Brother Davis can attest to this. Once you start on your journey, you realize that you've always been free and that you've always been who the great creator has made you to be, and you're fulfilling that purpose. And you're never late. You're never behind. You're always right where you need to be. And once you start to engage in that path, it's amazing what you will start to gravitate to and what will – what will start to attach to you. You'll be amazed that the coincidence, what you think or people would say is coincidental, is now it's right on time and where it should be. You will run across people that you thought that you're just meeting, but in actuality, you've always known them. You've never not known them. Like Brother Davis, you, Mel, and Scotty, and a lot of people that I've met on this journey at this moment in my eternal life, is I've always known. There's never been a time that I've not known your energy. It just so happens that we are communicating in a more physical way, but in actuality, the strongest part of it all is that we've been connecting with each other harmonically and in within our energy without us even knowing our names. But I've never not known your spirit, Mel. I never not known your spirit, Brother Davis, and I never not known Scotty's spirit. And that is truly a treasure to me. And I hold that dear. And every person that listens, Brother Bragg, Sister Davis, and that calls in, my man Chico Stick, and all of the listeners that listen, I've never not known your spirit. And even in times when I think that I'm alone, I always gravitate to your energy. And I know that my energy is always there for you to do also. And this is where you see that the lies and the deception that man would carry the veil over you is that you pull back the curtain and you feel sorry for the fakeness and the shallowness of the Wizard of Oz that stands behind it. I no longer want to actually destroy those people, because I don't need to destroy those people. But what I do will fight and destroy is the policies and the energy and the destructive energy in which they wage. I have nothing against their spirit. Plus, I have everything against their direction.
That's right. Plus, we're not our oppressors. A lot of people think that, look what has happened to us over the years. Look at slavery. Well, that's fine, because that's a part of our past now. There was a reason for that. We may never grow to understand. But even if the world changes tomorrow, I wouldn't want them to think that we would treat them the way they treated us, or we would be no better than them.
Right. We can't become, we can't become what has oppressed us. We can't become what we've had to endure, because our strength is in us being able to maintain our connection to what the great creator, God Almighty, intended us to be, free and independent. That can never, ever be taken from you. It can only be surrendered. And I don't see any knees being bent among the Black Talk Radio Network listeners and the Black and Tando Radio Show listeners. And definitely all of you that are here, I consider you the warriors that the great creator has blessed me to actually engage with, because I look at you in all great admiration, and I see the different struggles and how you, I learned from everyone. I learned from Scotty. I learned from Brother Davis, Sister Davis, you, Mel, from everyone, the people that call in, Brother Bragg. I learned from everyone, and I realized something. We are all individuals, but we were made from a common great cause. And that is so beautiful. And that collaboration that we can have within that, and it supersedes any of the deception and the overall low frequencies to destroy and to kill. Because there is no such thing as death, other than when you allow it to reign in your overall creation. Death is nothing more than the stopping of being able to create. And you can never stop creating if you choose not to. So I love you all too, beyond compare, and I appreciate you all. And I always draw from your energy, and I thank you all for putting it out. So let me see. I still don't have anything up on the internet, which is cool. This is time well spent with you. If anyone has any questions or comments, definitely you can call in to Tando Radio Show. Would love to get you on in this last 15 minutes. And I would say, well, in that just last 10 call, minutes, in the last 3 minutes. I would just say, what's that, brother Scotty?
I said, you got a call, 754, your line is open.
Caller from 754, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's your question or comment? Okay, 75.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
Oh, my bad. I had my phone muted. My bad, fellas. It's Seneca calling from the South Florida area. How y'all doing tonight?
Who is this?
Seneca. My name is Seneca.
Oh, what's up?
I thought you were calling.
Yes, Seneca. What's going on, brother? How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. I'm actually feeling pretty good, man. Just to piggyback on what the brother was just saying, you know, like, well, I don't know where I was, but I just ended up at you guys' front door, you know what I mean? Raggedy, beat up, you know, twisted inside out. And, you know, now I feel like such a whole person. I feel like I have a confidence about me. And, you know, I don't know. I don't walk with my shoulders down no more, because I always felt, you know, the white privilege and you know, white supremacy around me. You always feel it. We black. We was born in it. You know what I mean? You feel
right.
It internally without even have to vocalize it. But, you know, like I said, I arrived on you guys' doorstep and I just listened, researched, studied, listened some more. And I feel like a real man. I feel like I can hold down my family with or without a job. I can go and dig in the grass and plant stuff and grow my own food. I can just use my mind, as you were saying about being sovereign. You know, you were born free. You know what I mean? We weren't born into sin, as some of those would like to say, but you were born free. Everything that you have, everything that's around you, it's all for you, and you can make it work to your advantage. The same way, you know, I'll use any name, Schumacher. Same way, they, you know, this guy has dealerships and stuff everywhere, you know, and how it happens. I can do the same thing. I realize, I can do the same thing with nothing.
Right.
I can start from that, and I just that confidence, whether it's whether it's flamboyant or not, whether it's realistic or not, I love that confidence. It allows me to do more things, and I owe a very, very big part of that to all you guys. You. Scotty, Hanan, Mr. Booker, what's the guy that does Context of White Supremacy? Gus? Gus Renegade. I just, man, you guys, even to Black Agenda Radio, you know what I mean? That energy that you guys are talking about God being the ocean and where the drops, and, you know, you're going to drown out if you try and live in there. Desert aspect of life.
Ooh.
Start going back to the creator and start getting closer and realizing the lies that's in us. You start becoming what you were meant to be, what God wanted you, what the creator wanted you to be, the life force. And I got a lot of comments. I don't want to take up too much time. I also wanted to comment on that Book of Enoch, man. That whole, the series that you and Brother Bragg is doing, and just that whole thing is just enlightenment. Everything, I forget who said it, which one of you brothers said it, but there is truth in the Bible, but it was Dr. Browder. He said, there's truth in the Bible, but the Bible is not truth. And he started pointing out how really significant parts, almost all of it, I guess, significant parts of the Bible, they either start in Egypt or they're coming out of Egypt, somewhere in Africa. Ethiopia, somewhere like that. And it's just like a light bulb all these years. Everybody's telling me, Sim, you should be a minister. You need that word in and out, and you can quote scripture and drive this squalling out. And but the light never went on. There was never no light like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna go be a reverend. It was always a shade over it, like, yeah, you got some knowledge, but you gotta keep digging, brother, for you put your feet down and say you're gonna talk to people. And I realized this is what it is. I needed to learn that Bible like that so I can know all these tricks and stuff that they started so long ago. I can decode them and decipher them for what they really mean and use it to energize my life and to help those around me as well as help myself. So like I said, man, I just want to piggyback on what the last caller said and just give y'all the ultimate shout out, man. Praise, glory. I appreciate y'all, fellas, man. It's hard in this world without guys like you. Being black is hard, man, but y'all make it so much easier. So, but like I said, I just want to thank y'all with that. You know, I'll be out.
Hey, brother, let me say one thing before you go. Before you go, listen. Well, for the last 400 years, we have been attacked, stolen, killed, and destroyed. But what you must understand is that we are still here.
Brother, I want to just say thank you because everything, you are so sincere, and that's the beauty, and that's who we all are collectively together. We are each other, and from the standpoint of we are fulfilling what the great Creator has brought. And I'm going to tell you, when we started this series on the Book of Enoch and the other things, we had to be very careful because there have been some very strong rudimental and fundamental lies that have been taught to us. And we wanted to not to offend people, but what we wanted to do is we wanted to ensure that the people would not be destroyed because of the lack of knowledge that they had rejected. We are going to look at not saying everything that we have is right, but what is actually correct. But what it is we're sincere in our overall journey. We mean no manipulation of you. We want you to be the way that the great Creator God Almighty intended you to be, free and independent. And we are walking on this journey sincerely with you together. And we just want to ensure that some of the things in the past that have kept us in bondage and subordinate and allowing ourselves to submit and surrender what they don't deserve, because it's not in the creation of light. That's why we're here. So,
Brother Dave, one last call. We got one last caller before we go off.
Okay.
If you want to take them, okay. Area code 609, your mic is open.
Greetings to you, Dave. This is Ross. Normally, I wanted to piggyback off of the previous caller as well. Normally, I get to hear the archives, but I'm usually traveling back home from work when the show is live, but I made it home a little early, so I wanted to just reach out and say thank you as well. I'm a regular caller to the Context of White Supremacy. Shout out to Gus, Scotty Reed. I just want to say that you're doing incredible work. I wanted to also piggyback about Enoch. That is a great series that you're doing right now. And there's also a book, released by an author called Indus Kemet Kush, called Enoch the Ethiopian. And he gets really deep into Enoch's history as an Ethiopian and that connection between the deity and African people. And also, Egypt and Ethiopia are mentioned more times in the Bible than Israel. And there's just so much information, just like the previous brother said, where he said there's truth in the Bible, but the Bible is not true. And a simple example of that is the fact that Jewish people say that they were enslaved in Egypt, which was not true at all. And they said that they were enslaved and forced to build pyramids in Egypt, which is also not true. Dr. Ben put out that information that the last pyramid in Egypt was built 1,000 years before the first Jewish people, which is
incorrect. Right.
And that those pyramids in Egypt were all built of solid stone. And the Jews claim to have built their pyramids for the Egyptians out of mud, brick, and straw. And there was no pyramid in Egypt ever made of mud, brick, and straw. So I just wanted to put that out there and just say thank you for what you do. I did send you a text earlier today because I wanted to find out.
Yes, I got
you. Yeah, I figured you were busy, so I know you. Go ahead.
No, I got your text, and I was about to say thank you for the text. I was going to call you, and I wanted to know, and I was going to ask on the air, is it okay if I call you to speak to you directly? Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, cool. I will give you a call, brother. And I got the email also. And I actually said, hey, is it okay if I call you? So, brother, thank you for who you are. And there is so much that we all have to contribute. And I would love to hear from you more because this, especially in helping, giving a different perspective on the series that we're going to have and the other ones that are going to lead into the Book of Enoch, because what we're trying to do is trying to give a much broader picture of the deception, but to give a precise pinpoint of the power of us individually. And I just want to say this before we get out of here. Brother Davis, do you remember the call 2.5 years ago when we talked on the phone and we talked and said, what is it that we must do? And we just followed. And we followed the Spirit into what we're doing. And I just want to thank you, Sister Davis. Thank you, Scotty. Thank all of you in the Tando Radio listeners and all of you that are so significant. There is no mistake. The great Creator has never made a mistake, nor with a spirit of love make a mistake. All of us are relevant and significant. And this is why we've been created individually powerful and sovereign at all turns, to create love and to emulate that power that has bestowed us such greatness. So with that being said, I just want to say thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. Thank you for bearing with us with the problems that we had. It doesn't matter, because we can use their technology against them. And I would say it's so important that we continue to grow and to be and to see ourselves the way the great Creator God Almighty sees us, as ones that can create love, prosperity, and eternity. Much love, much respect to you all. And before you ask for a blessing, make sure to be a blessing. It's never goodbye. It's I'll see you later. Peace and love.